Andrew Colvin is the head of the new National Bushfire Recovery Agency, which has been set up to lead the clean-up and recovery effort. He's the former Australian Federal Police Commissioner, and he joined me from our Parliament House studio a short time ago. Andrew Colvin, when are you going to visit some of these fire-affected areas?
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Look, my plan is to get out hopefully this week and start to visit. Over the coming weeks, I want to get out to as many places as I can, but I have to balance that with making sure that I've got in place here in Canberra the right systems and practices to get money out quickly. So it's a bit of a balancing act at the moment. Of course, not all areas are ready for us to visit, and I don't want to get in the way of the efforts that are already going on at state and local government levels, the bushfire effort as well, the firefighting effort. So I'll be out and about as soon as I can.
You mentioned money. The agency has a $2 billion budget. How are you going to decide where the money goes? Like, are communities, councils, state governments, are they all going to have to apply for grants? How's it going to work?
Look, it'll mostly be two ways, really. It will be application from state and local government for grants. And I want to stress that we're not going to make that a difficult process. We need to make sure that that is a process that is easy to follow, quick, effective, and has an impact, as well as initiatives out of the Commonwealth from what we can see the gaps are and where we can see that we can provide support immediately. And we'll be starting that in the next few days. And I'm sure we can all look forward to some comments and some announcements by the Prime Minister of what we're doing in the early stages.
How are you going to reassure people in those fire-ravaged regions who are crying out for help that this money is not going to be caught up in some sort of bureaucratic hurdles or there won't be sort of playing favourites going on?
Well, the best way to assure people is through my actions and my deeds and to prove it by the way that the money has been released. Will we get it right every time, Kim? Maybe not. Will we need to come back and make sure that we're constantly reassessing and talking to the communities? But I want this to be locally driven and locally delivered. So it's about what the community wants, not what Andrew Colvin thinks we should do.
You talk about locally driven, and we've been hearing from a lot of local tradies already and businesses that they want to make sure that they get a big slice of this action. How are you going to make sure that that happens?
Oh, look, I agree with them, and that's a lesson that we've learned collectively from other natural disasters in Australia. Of course, we're ravaged by natural disasters, so we've learnt these lessons. There is no point importing expertise or trade or technical skills when we've got it on the ground with people who need an opportunity to restart their lives. So wherever possible, this money will flow to the local community, local tradespeople, local shops, local contractors.
You've got a $2 billion budget so far. How quickly do you expect that money to be sucked up, and how much more do you reckon you're going to have to ask for?
Yeah, that's a good question. The Prime Minister has said that it's an initial allocation of $2 billion. We don't know the size of the rebuild effort just yet, but I know that the government is fully committed, and the PM has said to me on a number of occasions, whatever it takes. Now, we're not going to be silly about that, but whatever it takes means whatever it takes.
Might it be impossible for some of these communities to rebuild or recover? Could they, some of them, just simply never come back?
I hope not, and that's not my starting premise, but of course we'll talk to the communities. And will they come back exactly the same as they were before? Maybe not. But however they come back, and they will come back, it'll be driven by the community. So they'll tell us what they think they need to do. We'll make sure they get the advice that they need, they get the expertise to help them. And if they can't redevelop their communities the way it was, then there's probably other ways that we can redevelop those communities. May not always be the same.
Might you have to make some decisions about whether or not rebuilding or reconstructing a particular facility is actually worth it? Are there going to have to be some hard decisions made?
Yeah, there will. I think that's something that we need to work through with the community, the local shires, local government, the state governments, whether we... There may be industries that simply can't recover. We've seen some of the devastation in the Eden area to the plantations, which means that the industry in those areas perhaps won't come back. But maybe they will over a longer term. We've got to find interim solutions. But whatever it will be done with the local community in mind.
Do you believe climate change is largely to blame for this devastating bushfire season?
Look, Kim, what I know from the science, what I know from what everybody can see is that our climate is changing. And our climate is changing in a way that it's having a direct impact on the environment here in Australia. The Prime Minister has said that. It's well acknowledged. Beyond that, I'm going to be focused on recovery. I'm going to be focused on what the communities need.
But don't people want you to be honest with them about the causes of this?
Yeah, I think they, of course, they expect me to be honest. And for anyone who knows me knows that you'll get an honest and genuine approach. And what I'm saying is it's clear that the environment is changing. We can't deny that the environment's changing. We know it when we step outside. We know it from the science. I believe in the science, and I believe it's affecting the environment here in Australia. how that impacts, what that impact is, how that increases the intensity. I'll let the scientists deal with that. I'm a policeman and now in charge of a recovery agency, and that's my focus.
Do you think Australia needs some sort of national service or civil defence force to be ready to be mobilised for future disaster relief?
Look, I think we're going to learn a lot of lessons from the way that we've mobilised the Army Reserve, and they're doing an incredible job at the moment. So we do have that already, and we have a volunteer ethos in Australia. The thing that struck me is a lot of our volunteer firees are also policemen. They're also our Army Reservists. What we need to do is make sure that we continue to keep that volunteer ethos alive in this country, because it is absolutely crucial and it is saving communities each and every day.
Andrew Colvin, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Kim, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Andrew Colvin is the head of the National Bushfire Recovery Agency.